Today's daf is Psachim Daf Mem Zayin, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph Sholach Le Rav Chizdo Le Rab. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Ovadya Ben Miriam Leah, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Tova Rivka Esther Bas Hensha Genendel, Brur Yechana Bas Bracha Rivka, and Sara Bas Batya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miro. And today's daf is being learned the Ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, we discussed the sugya of Hoyel, a machloikis between Rabba and Rav Chisda. And today's daf is going to pick up on that note, a continuation of the machloikis between Rabba and Rav Chisda. The very epic machloikis. Do we say hoyel or do we not say hoyel? So just to regroup and follow the paper trail, how did we get to the sugya of hoyel? The sugya of hoyel is primarily in Masechtas Beah, but it's featured quite prominently here as well. The segue was, the Mishnah said on the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, what would be if somebody has dough? The dough became tamei, and you want to now take this tamei dough, bake it, so that you'll have food to eat on Pesach. The problem is, in order to eat from the dough, you have to be mafrish challah. How are you mafrish challah from dough that's tamei? You can't eat challah that's tmeya. You can't burn challah that's tmeya on yontif. And presumably, if you're going to have it lie around, eventually it's going to become chametz, and you're going to be over by your matzeh. And the Mishnah said there was a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to figure something out. What should you do? Bake the dough first, make matzah. At that point, you'll be mafrish the challah. And even though that's not the lekatchila way of being mafrish challah, but it works b'di'evit, and in a situation like this, where you're stuck, that would be the right thing to do. Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't think this is a problem in the first place. Why? And the reason is because, although it's true, if you're going to allow this dough to rise, it's going to become chametz. But being that it's challah, you're not chayiv if you have challah in your rishus that became chametz. The reason is because Chazal darshin shalacha iataraya avalataraya shalachirim. You're not allowed to have your chametz in your house on yontif, but you're allowed to have somebody else's chametz in your house on yontif. And just like you could sell your chametz to an Eli Yehudi and then keep it in your house, and you won't be violating bayirah bayimatzah because it's not mine, I sold it. So too, I'm allowed to have the chametz that's challah, being that at the end of the day, it doesn't really belong to me. It belongs to the kayanim. It's a chayv, takfu kayan. I have a responsibility to give it to the kayanim, and as a result, it falls into the category of shalchay ataraya, aval ataraya shalachem. But the Gemara says, so what's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Yeshua seems to be making a very compelling argument. It's true there's an issa by Rabbi Yamasa, but that's only if it's your chametz. Over here, it's not going to be your chametz. So the Gemara had two suggestions as to what Rabbi Eliezer might hold. The first suggestion, which was a fleeting havamin of the Gemara, was maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds Toiva Sana Momin, and it's the Toiva Sana that I have in the Challah, the fact that I can pick and choose and decide which kind I want to give it to, maybe that's what gives me a monetary ownership, and it's for that reason it is Sholcha, and that's why I would be over by Yura, by Yimatze. But Inami, the Gemara said, maybe a different reason. You want to know Rabbi Eliezer holds it's a problem, because although it's true right now, this Challah is not mine, and because it's not mine, it doesn't make sense there should be a lav of by Yura, by Yimatze, but it could be mine. If I won, I can go to Chacham, Shimon Rabbeisai, Mutalach, 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 like we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I could be matter my neder. I could be matter what I said when I made this challah. Then it won't be challah anymore. And if I would do that, now it is mine. So now you are running into a problem of Bayer Rabbi Yimatze. Hoyel, said Rabbi Eliezer, the Ibai Itchalallah, Mamoineu, and that's enough of a bailus for me to say that I would be over by Yerah, by Yamate. What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? Lo yamrinan hoyel. So we had a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, in the sugyas of by Yerah, by Yamate. Yeah, hoyel, no hoyel. Rabbi Eliezer said, yeah. Rabbi Yeshua said, no. Says the Gemara, oh, on the topic of hoyel, I'll tell you that although this machlokes tanon is tucked away here in Masechtas Pesachim, but there's a better known application of the same machlokes. Do we say hoyel or do we not say hoyel? And that's not a machlokes tanon, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, but rather that's a machlokes on by Yerah, and Rabbi and Rav Chisda. What's the classic example of yeah hoyel, no hoyel? Ha'oifim miyantif l'cha. You're allowed to bake on yantif. Even though baking is one of the lametes melachas, but ein bein Shabbos liyantif, ela melachas oichel nefesh bovad. And baking, although it's a melacha, it's melachas oichel nefesh. However, you're only allowed to bake from yantif for Yontif? What if I bake on Yontif for Chayil? So not really supposed to do that. If I did, Rav Chisda says, Loike, you get Malkus, you violated Melechas Yontif. It says in the Torah, Loisase kol melacha, the special lavin that the Torah says regarding Yontif, Loiseyase melacha. So at the end of the day, you violated the melacha on Yontif, you baked, it wasn't Eichel Nefesh L'Tzayrach Yontif, you're going to get Malkus. Rabbi says you don't get Malkus. Says the Gemara, what's Pshana Rabbi? Why does he hold you don't get Malkus? Because although it's true that right now you baked L'Chayil, but it's possible that the circumstances are going to change on Yontif, and it's going to be Nizbarer L'Mafreya, that when you bake, you were actually baking not for Chayil, you were baking for Yontif. What could happen? Chayil, it's possible, Umiklu Le'Archim, guests are going to arrive in your house, and Chazile, you're going to need this food now to serve them. So it's going to come out that really when you bake, you baked for Yontif. So you love Dafka, were Oifim Yontif L'Chayil. That's enough of a svara to say that you shouldn't get Malkus. What does Rav Chisda hold? Lo'yamrin and Chayil. So this Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, yeah, Chayil, no Chayil, would seem to be the same Machloikis between Rabba and Rav Chisda, yeah, Chayil, and no Chayil. The truth is, the Gemara in tomorrow's Daf is going to come together and bring these two machloikas in, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, machloikas Rabbi and Rabbi Chisda, and figure out whether they're in fact one machloikas. Rabbi Eliezer said hoyel, Rabbi said hoyel, Rabbi Yeshua said you don't say hoyel, Rabbi Chisda said you don't say hoyel. But that's going to be for tomorrow's daf. But for now, we're still in the middle of the Gemara's analysis of the machloikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Chisda. So today's daf is very much a daf that we can find the Masechtas Beya. It deals with the halachas of Yontif, not the halachas of Pesach, and it deals with the machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Do we say Hoyl or do we not say Hoyl? Zok to Gemara, Sholach Rav Chisda l'Rabbo. Rav Chisda sent the following telegram or the following question to Rabbi Biyad Rav Acha bar Avuna. So Rav Acha bar Avuna was the lucky shliach. He was the go-between, the Moilach and the Mevi, between the great Rav Chisda and the great Rabbi. In their discussion with regards to yeah hoyel or no hoyel. So this was the question that Rav Chisda asked Rabbi. Again, Rav Chisda is the one that says you don't say hoyel, and Rabbi is the one that says you do say hoyel. Yeah, I mean, in hoyel, is it true that this halacha of hoyel? But tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Masechtas Matnas, Yesh Chayrish Telemech, V'chayav and Lamech, Shum Shmayr Alav. And it's possible for a person to plow one furrow, and for the one telem that he plowed, he's going to have to get 8 times Malkus, meaning 8 times 39. How's that possible? If somebody was chayresh, using a shor and a chamar together. Now, a shor and a chamar are two different types of animals. And one of the halachas of kalayim that the Torah says you have to be careful about, you can't wear wool and linen, you're not allowed to plant different species together, so too, you're not allowed to do work in the field with two different types of animals. So if somebody works with a shor and a chamar, he violated the law of Kalayim. You violated the law of Kalayim, you get Malkus. V'hein Muktash, what would be if they were both Hekdesh? In that case, you violated another two lavin. Why? Because you worked with a shar that was Hekdesh, not let it work with an animal that's Hekdesh, and you worked with a chamar that's Hekdesh. By the way, this shouldn't be confused with the halach of Me'ilah. There's a special lav in the Torah that says, you're not let it do avoida with an animal that's Hekdesh. So you have three lavin. Number one, it was Kalayim. Number two, they were both Hekdesh, so you have the Shor of Hekdesh and the Chamor of Hekdesh. Kalayim Bekeren, where the field that you were plowing had in it Kalayim Bekeren, you had Chitim, Sa'irin, it was a vineyard, so the plowing itself was around. The Shvius, it also happened to have been on Shemitah. B'Yontif, you did this on Yontif during the Shemitah year. Not just that, you were a Kayin, then Nazir, you were also a Nazir, to add insult to injury, a Beis HaTumah, and it happened in a Beis HaKfaris. So, if it was Shvius, that's a problem. Yontif, a problem. Kain and another are each one. Now let it be in the Beis HaTumah. The bottom line is, this is a person that did one Maisa. He was Chayrish Delam Echad, and for that he's going to Chapech. He's going to get Malkus, how much? 39 times 8. Again, what were the 8 lavin? You were Chayrish, Beshar, Bechamar, that's Kalayim. The Shar and the Chamar were each Hektish, that's another two. It was Kalayim Bekeren, it was Shemitah, it was Yontif, and you were a Kayin and a Nazir. This took place in a Beis HaTumah. What's the Kashmir? Mean in Hayo. So Rav Chisda told Rabbi, now if the Allah is Hayo, why are you Chayo for being Chayresh? I can argue Hayo. So what's the Hayo going to be? Hayo v'chazi l'kisui dam tzipar. There's a mitzvah called Kisui Adam. When you shecht a bird or a chaya, so the Torah says is a mitzvah to take offer, use the offer to cover the dam. Now you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. So what would be if you shechted on Yontif and now you need offer to do kisei adam? It would be okay, this is what the Gemara seems to suggest, to be chayresh so that you would have offer so that you'd be able to do kisei adam. Now right now you didn't shecht at Tzipar, But hoyo, you never know. It could be it's going to happen. The guests didn't show up yet. But hoyo, maybe they will come. So too over here. Maybe you're going to need the offer for kisei adam. In which case, it's going to come out that when you are chayresh on yontif, you aren't really doing anything wrong because you were doing it for the mitzvah of kisei adam. So what's the kasha? Why yichayif for being chayresh on yontif? Why 8 lavin? It should only be 7. Now the kasha is only from yontif. The kasha is not from the fact that you're a kohen and a nazir in a beis hakfaras. The fact that you would have a mitzvah of kisei adam wouldn't help you for that, etc., etc. But as it relates to the lav of yontif, being that there isn't a way to rationalize maybe what you did, even though right now it's not present, but it could always happen. So if you say hoyel, so Rav Chizkiya's kasha to Rabbi was, why do you get Malchus times 8, you should only get Malchus times 7. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel answered the question. He said, we're talking about where this field was a rocky field and there were stones there, and these stones would not be able to be used for kisei adam. So it's a nice question, but I could always make an akimta where it's just not possible. I could always crush them, and then I'll be able to use it for kisei adam. So again, why am I chayif for being chayrish? I was chayrish. Maybe I'll need it for kisei adam, and then I'll crush. But then what's you should be yontif. You're not allowed to be kaitish on yontif. You can't be kaitish, and that's not going to help me. Where it says, no, it's not true. Ruiz l'koitish and kalachayad. I could always do it with a shinoi. And if I do it with a shinoi, at the very least, I won't be over in Issa Dei Raisa. And if I'm not over in Issa Dei Raisa, how can I get Malchus? So the Gemara says, Bitsunma. It's talking about where it was such a rock that you couldn't even crush it. Says the Gemara, Tsunma Barisriya. If that's the field, that means you can't be Zareya in the field. So what? So if you can't be Zareya in the field, so how could you be Chayiv for being Chayresh in this field if there's no way for you to be Zareya? And the Gemara's question specifically is from Kalayim Bekeren. Because the only time it would be usher to be chayresh in Kalayim Bekeren is if really this charisha can lead to a zriya. Because really, it doesn't say in the Torah you can't be chayresh Kalayim Bekeren. It says sod chaloy sizra. You're not allowed to be zireya. But charisha is bechlal zriya. But if this is the type of field that you can't be zireya, you can't sow in this field anyways, so that shouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about where sunman melmaila vavitichayich lamata. The top of it was very rocky, but the bottom was already a softer soil, so it is a bar zriya. So the Gemara says, mamanav shavadeva leimishom avitichayich. Okay, so at the end of the day, then you do have a part of the field that's roi for kisei adam. So if you have a part of the field that's roi for kisei adam, so why you chayef for yontif? You have hoyel. Oh, Marbravashi. So Marbravashi answered the question. He said, no, betina. This is the metzias. The metzias was where it was muddy. Says the Gemara, betina bar zriyo. We're going in circles. You can't plow in a muddy field. But misunta. Yeah, it was damp and it was muddy. The bottom line is, the Gemara says, hacha b'mayo askinon. We're talking about a metzias where you couldn't do kisei adam. If it would be possible to do kisei adam, said Rabba, and Rabba's not the one talking, but Amirav said, enochinami, according to Rabba, there's a svar of hoyel. You would say hoyel. You want to know why there's no hoyel in the Mishnah Masechtas Makkos? You want to know why you get Malchus times 8? Why don't we say, as it relates to the lav of being chayrish on yontif, say hoyel, you may end up needing all this offer to do the mitzvah of kisei adam. The teretz is, because it's hacha b'mayaskinon, where it was such a field where you would never be able to use the soil, you'd never be able to use the racks for the mitzvah of kisei adam. So the first question that was posed to Rabba was sholach le Rav Chizda le Rabba. Came from Rav Chizda himself. Rav Chizda, who was Rabba's bar plukta, he asked the kasha from a mishnah Masechtas Makkos. His next question is not from Rabba's bar plukta, but from Rabba's Talmud Muvik. Abaya, Esevei Abaya. So Abaya asked the kasha to Rabbo, Hamavashal Gidhanosha. If somebody cooks Gidhanosha, Bicholov with milk, Biyantif, Anyantif, Vaoichloy, and then he eats it, like a chamish, he's going to get Malchus 5 times. So what did he do? He took the Gidhanosha, he cooked it together with milk, and he did it on Yantif, and then he even ate it. So you get Malchus times 5, meaning 5 sets of 39 Malchus. What's the 5? Like a Mishur, Mavashal Gid. Yontif. Number one, you cooked on yontif, right? You cooked on yontif, something that you can't eat. Now, even though you're allowed to cook on yontif, ain't bein yontif l'shabbos elam lechas leichal nevesh b'vat, but that's only when you can eat it. Over here, you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, you're going to get malchus. For loikim mishum oichel gid, you're going to get malchus because you ate the gid. So if you ate the gid anasho, that's the third mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Chinuch's count. So if that's the case, you're going to get Malchus for that. You cook Basav V'chalav, that's a problem. You ate it, so you ate Basav V'chalav that was cooked together, that's a problem. You made a fire, right? So when you made a fire, that was another Malchus. So get Shmach. It's not 8, like in the Mishnah Masechtas Makkos, but in this case, you're going to get 5. The Abaya Kashat Ravi, I mean, in Hoyol. So he said, Rebbe, if there's something called Hoyol, Havara Loy L'chayiv, why you chayiv for Havara?
Why would you need the fire? What do you mean? You may need the fire. You may want to cook. Not gid hanasha with chalav. You may want to cook simply to make a yontif sudo. So this is a classic example of where you should say hoil. So why do you get malchus for havara? I'm hilarious. He told him, you're right. It's a good kasha. Apik havara, take out havara, v'ayil gid hanasha, shel nevela. Tacha b'mayaskina where the gid hanasha was nevela, and it's the nevela that's the fifth lot. Because it's talking about where you ate it, and because you ate it, not only did you eat gid hanasha, not only did you eat pasav v'chalav, but you also ate nevela. So take out havara, the problem's not havara, the problem is nevela. So Abaya told, Rabbi, I have a problem with this, because v'tani Rabchia, taught a braisa that expounded a little bit on this Mishnah. And this is where Rabchia's braisa said, Loikim shtayin malachi lasai, v'shalosh al bishulai. Of the five malchias, two of them are for eating something wrong, and three of them are cooking related. Now, bishloima, if the cheshbin is cooking basa v'chalav, cooking on yantif, and havara, so you have three cooking related. But if you take out havara, and you replace it with eating nevela, so it comes out three of them are eating. You ate the gedanash, you ate basav v'chalav, and you ate nevela. Tons of shim with Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, like in shtayim alachi lasay, v'sholosh al bishuloy. V'i'iso, so Rabbi told, Abai told Rabbi, that if you're right, sholosh alachi lasay mi ba'ilay, it should be three alachi la elo. So Rabbi said, you're right. Apik avara, take out avara, v'ayil atzei mukta. You know what you should enter? Meaning, remove avara. Avara is not a problem over here, because avara you have hoyo. So if you light a fire for the wrong reasons, you're going to end up saying, but what you could include over here is the halachos of atzei mukta. That's going to be the fifth iser. Meaning the wood was mukta, and you're not allowed to benefit from mukta. You're not allowed to carry mukta, and you can't eat anything that comes from mukta. And that's the fifth lav. The lav is going to be mukta. Says the Gemara. Says Abaye told Rabbi, mukta deiraisu is mukta deiraisu. I'm like, this is a very, very classic Gemara. He said, yeah, mukta is deiraisu. Because the pasuk says, the context of course is the man. The Yidden had to prepare the man on erev Shabbos. So you see that they had to prepare the food that they were going to eat on Shabbos. You can't just use something on Shabbos unless it was prepared, right? We learned the sugyas of mukta together. And what do we see? What's the basic idea of mukta? Mukta means hachana, right? Hachana and mukta are flip sides of the same coin. Hachana means you have to prepare for Shabbos if you want to use something on Shabbos. Mukta is when it wasn't prepared for Shabbos, then you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya, what the definition of not preparing for Shabbos is. But the yesod is the same. The yesod is that if you want to use something on Shabbos, you have to prepare for Shabbos. Right? Misha Tarech Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel Shabbos is so important that if you have something that's mamish not prepared for Shabbos, it's what's known as mukta, gets a special name. Every little kid knows what mukta is. And the halach is you won't be able to use it. So you see that the Yidden were told, prepare the man for Shabbos. That's the concept of the mukta. That's the pasuk in the Torah. Okay. Now, Rabbi said, however, bigger chedesh, he didn't just say mukta is deraisa. He said, you're going to get malchus for mukta. If you're going to get malchus for mukta, we don't just need a source in the Torah for the idea of mukta. We actually have to find a pasuk where it says, thou shall not mukta, right? So where do you have that? Vasarasa mehacham, loisasakom malacha. It says, loisasakom malacha, atu vincha, uvitecha, abducha, vamascha, vahemtecha. But it says, loisasakom malacha. And if mukta is in this deraisa, it's included in loisasakom malacha. So Rabbi said that, yeah, you want to know what the fifth malchus is? It's talking about where it was ate mukta. And the fifth malchus is going to be related to mukta. Amale, Sabaya told Rabbi, I have a problem with this. You want to tell me that the fifth lav over here is mukta? I'm going to remind you of something that you once said, and let's see if this makes sense. For atu da amrit, you once told me, boy me name Rav Chizda, that you asked Rav Chizda. For amri lo, and some say boy me name Rav Huna. There were two versions of who Rabbi had posed this question to. It was either Rav Chizda or Rav Huna. But either way, this was the question that Rabbi asked either Rav Chizda or Rav Huna. What would be if the Yidin in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to bring the carbon tamid that was brought Tamayim Bahava every single day, the tamid shal Shachar and the tamid shal Bein Rabbi. What would be if they took a shepsala? Me'afar, they took it from the wild. V'shachtoy, they shechted it tamid as the carbon tamid, b'yantiv, anyantiv, mahu. What's the halacha? Could you bring it or could you not bring it? This was the question that he asked. He wanted to know, what's essentially the question? This sheep that was in the afar wasn't prepared to be brought as the carbon tamid, which means it was mukta. So here's the shaila. If something's mukta, mukta as in something that you're not allowed to touch in your house on Shabbos, is mukta a problem in the Beis HaMikdash? Gishmak shaila. Could you bring as the carbon tamid an animal that's mukta or not? This was the question that Rabbi told Abaye he once asked, either to Rav Chizda or to Rav Huna, depending on which version you believe. You told me that this is what the answer you got was. It says, a pasuk in Yecheskel. So there are a lot of halachas that we learn from Yecheskel. So And many of the halachas that we learn from Yecheskel are kachim related. So this pasuk says as follows. I'm just going to read the whole pasuk first. V'se achas min atzoyim min amosayim mimashki Yisrael l'mincho l'oilo v'lishlamim l'chaper aleim n'um Hashem alokim. So this is a pasuk that's talking about karbonis, and it describes the type of animal that was used as a carbon. And from this pasuk in Yecheskel, Rabbah said over from either Rav Huna or Rav Chisda a bunch of halachas. Some of them we know. Se v'loya b'char. A bechar can be brought as a bechar. It's a carbon, a bechar. But you can't bring an animal that's a bechar as a carbon tamid, for example. Achas, the word that Yecheskel used was v'seh achas, v'loi ma'is. You can't use ma'is v'hema. Every tenth animal, once upon a time, was ma'is v'hema. Ma'is v'hema was also a carbon. You can't use your ma'is v'hema for some other carbon. Min hatzoyin, we learn from there, v'loi apalgus. Apalgus, Rashi says, is a sheep that's in the 13th month of its life. It's a shtikl nishtahin, nishtaher, ayin sham, and as a result, the halacha is you can't bring it as a carbon either. Min amasayin, what does that mean? That's referring to the yayin that was poured on the mizbech. Mi moiser, shtei meyos, shenishtairu bibar. One of 200th. What? Mikan, from there we learn, la'orlo shebeteo b'masayif. What would be if you had wine? The wine now got mixed up with a little bit of arlo. Arlo is asabana. Can I take this wine and pour it on the mizbeach or not? So he threw out this idea that Yecheskel, min ha-masayim, that there's a sheer bittel. There's a time where the arlo becomes bottle. When does it become bottle? B'masayim, which is a chiddush. Usually bittel b'shishim, earlier in the week, tam ke'ikr, or trumas, bottle b'meya. Arlo has a very special halacha. It's bottle b'masayim. What's the makar to arlo being bottle b'masayim? This is the rest of the story. It's learned from a pasuk in Sefi Yecheskel, perik mem hey, min amoyser. What does that mean? Li Yisrael, mikan. From there we learn, amru eim avi and nesachim and hatevel. They are not let her bring nesachim min hatevel. Mimashki Yisrael. I skipped two words. Mimashki Yisrael. We learn from there, min amutal Yisrael. From something that's mutter to a yid. Mikan amru eim avi and nesachim and hatevel. They are only allowed to put on the mizbeach something that a yid is allowed to eat. So if you have something that a yid is not allowed to eat, you can't put it on the mizbeach. Right? The hakrovos on the mizbeach are referred to by Chazal as achilas mizbeach. Right, people eat, and the mizbeach eats. Im heyachel teyachel, b'shtei achilas akasim medaber. Achas achilas adam, v'achas achilas mizbeach. That's Vachim 101. So when you pour something on the mizbeach is eating. So just like a yid eats kosher food, mizbeach had to eat kosher food. So from the word mimashki Yisrael and Sefi Yecheskel, we learn minamutal Yisrael, that the only thing you're allowed to pour in the mizbeach is something that a yid is allowed to eat. Mikan amru, eid, mivin, nesachim, and atevel. Then nesachim weren't allowed to be tevel, because the yid's not allowed to eat tevel. So if a yid can't eat tevel, the mizbeach can't either eat tevel. The price continues. I would think if you have something that's mukta, you shouldn't be able to put it on the mizbeach either. Amrit. Oh, for that ready, we have a svar. Ma tevel miyuchich iser gufay garim loy. Only tevel is included in mimashki Yisrael. Why? Because tevel is something that's gufay garim loy. It's an intrinsic problem. It's a mineu bei issue. Af kol she iser gufay garim loy. So to any other problem, any other iser, that's iser gufay. It's a problem because of itself. As opposed to yatsa mukta shein iser gufay garim loy el iser davar achar garim loy. The issue with it is an external issue. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that, punked. You no one ever set it aside. Right, tevel wakes up in the morning, problematic, unless you do something about it. Mitchilas b'riyasei, when it was yotza mirecha mimoy, the tevel was already an issue. Mukta is like a punked. It's an external factor. You, for whatever reason, never set it aside for Shabbos. For yotzev, as a result, it's going to be wrong. But what do you see from here? We just need one part of this. This is a very important price, but we need one part of this. What we need from over here is that mukta is allowed to go on the mizbech. You're allowed to put mukta on the mizbech. Said Rab. Said Abaye to his Rebbe Rabbah. You're the one who told us to. I heard this from you. That mukta can go on the mizbech. I don't understand how mukta can go on the mizbech. And what about that svara? Why? Because mukta, even though it's not something that you're allowed to eat, and usually you can't put things that you're not allowed to eat on the mizbech, but it's not, it's iser, not iser gufay garam loy, it's iser davarach garam loy. But Abaye told Rabbah, this is mukta de raiso. If you're going to tell me this is mukta de raiso, mali iser gufay, mali iser davarach. At the end of the day, it should be a problem with me, mashki Yisrael. Mini bishlam, if it's an iser rabbanon, you'll tell me svara is a chilik, it's not tevel, it is tevel. But if there's a problem called me, mashki Yisrael, that anything you're not allowed to eat me de raiso, you're not allowed to put on the mizbech, how could mukta go on the mizbech? So Abaye told Rabbah that I asked you a kasha. If somebody takes gid hanosha, cooks it together with milk, on yantiv, you get malchus five times. One of them was avara. Abai said, I think if you make the cheshbon, one of them is avara. Why do you get malchus avara? Why don't you say hoyo? So Rabbi had to defend this position. You know what Rabbi said? It's not avara. You want to know what it is? One suggestion. After further review, it's atzei mukta. That's what it is. You're getting malchus for mukta. You're getting malchus for mukta. It's a deraisa. Yeah. Look at the parasha of the month. You didn't have to prepare a month. You see, there's something called mukta.
Where's the lav? That's the lav. That's the azor. Memele, you can get malgus. He said, what do you mean? I know from you that muktz is not deiraisa. You know, because you can put muktz on the mizbeach. If muktz is aseh achilah medeiraisa, you would not be able to put it on the mizbeach. Because there's a halacha called mimashki yisrael. You can't put tevel on the mizbeach. You shouldn't be able to put muktz on the mizbeach. And even though there's a svara to be mechalik between tevel and muktz, those are nice svaras in isura derabbanan. That's not a good svara if you're hamling in this deiraisa. And then Rabbi asked Rabbi Nolikash. Ah, to the Amrit. You're the one that said, chilik melacha is on Shabbos. If somebody does one ma'isa, and because of the one ma'isa, he violates 17 different malachas. It's okay, for every malacha that you did, you would get another set of malachas. But Rabbi said this is only true on Shabbos, it's not true on Yontif. When it comes to Yontif, there's no such thing as chilik malachas. Meaning, one ma'isa is always going to beget one set of malachas. You're never going to get two for one. So if that's the case, as Kasha was, so how could you tell me you're going to be chayef for muktzah? And for Yontif, they're both Yontif. And if there's no chiluk malachas by Yontif, you shouldn't be able to get malchus for two of those. See, so he said, Elo, you're right. Apik havar of ma'ayel atzei asheru. That Mishnah, ha'mevashel gidanosha b'cholav, b'yontif o'ikli loich ha'chomish, the fifth one is not havara. The fifth one is not mukta. It's not, rather, the fifth one is atzei asheru. It's talking about where it was asheru, and the halacha is if somebody would cook and benefit from asheru, he would get malchus. Says the Gemara, what's the makar to that? Vazarose mehacha, v'lo yidbak biyotchem uim min acherim, and we learn from there, you're not allowed to have ana from asheru. Amalei revacha b'edu rovel, abayi v'nulkin avim shum loyit sovi stayev el b'esecha. If you're dealing with asheru, that means it's avoy dezar, you can't even bring it to your house. So you should get another malchus, it should be a sixth malchus for pashit bringing it into your house, bringing it into your rishon. Ella, he said, you're right. Apik havara, vayalatei hakadosh. It's not havara, it's not mukta, it's not atzei asheru. Rather, what it is atzei hakadosh. What's the makar that you can't benefit from atzei hakadosh? Vasatir mehachav asheriyam tisrufum beish. It's not asheriyam is tisrufum beish. Asheri is supposed to burn, but loitzasum kein lasham alakechem. But when it comes to hakadosh, to the contrary, you're not allowed to do that. So if you're not allowed to do that by you going ahead and burning it and destroying it, that's another lav. So the lav is going to be atzei hakadosh. Exhale. Short off. So just to go back to part two of yesterday's raid. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we mentioned Tosfos Kashna on the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos says that according to Rabba, that there's something called Hayol. If someone is Oifa Miyantif L'Chayol, he doesn't get Malchus. Why? Hayol Umikli Le Archin Chazi Le, because you never know, guests might show up. Seeming though, right now, what I did seems like Chil Yantif, but it's always possible that the circumstances are going to change. And if they change, it could be that it will be Nisbarer, Lim Mafreya, retroactively, that what I did actually had a use on Yantif. As a result, it's not considered Chil Yantif. That's Rabba's Mechudish to Gesvara. But Taisa says, if there's such a Svara, Im came Batal to Komalecha Shabbos. He says, I don't understand how anyone can ever be Mechal Shabbos. Because you could always say Hayol. What's the Hayol? V'roi l'chayla sheyesh by sakana. If there's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, the halach is you do whatever you have to do. You mechal any one of the lamatas malachas for a chayla sheyesh by sakana. So Frey Tosfos, if someone's mechal Shabbos, why don't we say that even though right now he looks like he was mechal Shabbos, because he didn't do it for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, but maybe suddenly, out of the blue, a chayla sheyesh by sakana is going to appear. And if he appears, it's going to come out that maybe the malacha that you did was needed for the chayla sheyesh by sakana. So it's going to come out that maybe what you did was okay. So you can tell me, who makes these cheshbonos? Rabbi did. That's the svara of oil. You bake right now miyantif l'chol. Really what you did was a problem. But there's a svara called oil. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe guests are going to show up. Okay, so maybe a chol sheish b'zakon is going to show up. And if that's the case, Tosfos Lashon is very stark. But tal to kol melech Shabbos. There's no such thing as chol Shabbos anymore. Because you could always say oil. Tosfos liked this kasha so much that Tosfos, you have to say that v'yesh loyman, that even though it's true, really, this kasha seems to be a good kasha, but there must be a chilek between guests showing up and there being a chayla sheyesh by sakana. For guests to show up is somewhat shchiach. However, for a chayla sheyesh by sakana to appear is baruch Hashem, a dover that's loy shchiach klal. And being that it's loy shchiach klal, since for that reason, loy amrin on hayol, that's why you don't say hayol. Meaning, be'etzem, really, there would be makoyim to say a svar of hayol for a chayla sheyesh by sakana. But being that it's lo shchiach klal, so it's for that reason you don't say hayol. So yesterday we mentioned the pilpul from the Chasam Sofer in Erechayim Simen Ayin Tes, in his tshuva to Reb Tzvi Yerushchayes, the Zolke V'Rav, his shakla v'tayr
that the Chasam Sofer had together with his Shver, Rabbi Kiva Eger, with regards to the raisins that the Olam used to not eat for 7 days of Pesach, but they used to eat Achron Shel Pesach. We mentioned yesterday from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that you see from Tosfos, Halacha L'Maisa, that the only reason there's no Svar of Hoyle is because it's like Shchiach Klal. It's not Shchiach Chol L'Sheyech Pesach Kana, but what would be a person that actually he is at Dreitzach in a place where there are Chol L'Sheyech Pesach Kana? Someone who's a member of Atzala, or somebody that works in a hospital. So for a Hatzolah member, who for him it's shchiach to be around people that are chaylum sheyesh b'sakan, or at the very least, it's not loy shchiach klal. So for somebody like that, it could be all his chil Shabbos would be downgraded to a derabbanan, because really you have this far of oil, and it's a tremendous kula. The Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that you can use ask your local rabbi as it relates to ambulances coming back from hatzolah calls, etc., etc. But that was all yesterday's raid. But the ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. The achroinim, the Chemdesh Shloima, the Varshavarov, the Marsham in a tshuva, say a different teretz to Tosfos Kash. Again, Tosfos Kash is, if there's a svar of hoyle, so why don't we say, but tell the kol melecha Shabbos, that anytime a person's having mechal Shabbos, we should say it's okay, for sure on a deraisa level, hoyle v'roi l'chayle sheyesh b'yisakon. So said the G'dayli Achroinim, that is chalak. But really, in order to understand the chilak, we have to make a little bit of an introduction. And that is, there are many places in the Torah where you find an idea that a person is allowed to violate an Isser in the Torah. Right? We have mitzvahs essays, and we have mitzvahs lois essays. 248 mitzvahs assay, 365 lois assays. Assays are things that a yid is mandated to do, he's obligated to do. And lois assays are the thou nots. These are things that you're not allowed to do. However, there are many times in Dinei Torah where the essay and the lois assay cross to the point where it is okay for a person to do a lois assay. The most obvious example is assay doich a lois assay. What would be if this maisa that I want to do is an assay, but it's also a lois assay? I want to put on a beged shel tzitzis. The problem is it's also shatnez, so we know the rule. Assay is doich a lois assay. So as long as you can conform and comply with all the rules and regulations of assay doich a lois assay, there is a concept of assay doich a lois assay. Mila is doich a Shabbos. Mila involves chil Shabbos. When the mile does bris mila, really it's an act of chil Shabbos. However, ubayay mashmini, we learn from there, afilu b'Shabbos, sugi and perikrib l'asad the mila. We know that mila is like a Shabbos, even though really you're doing an Isser in the Torah. But it doesn't matter. Being that you're making the mitzvah of mila, there's a concept of mila like a Shabbos, pekuach nefesh. If a person finds himself in a situation of pekuach nefesh, you pick up the phone, you call Atzala to save a person's life. What do you mean? Picking up the phone is chil Shabbos. It doesn't matter. When it comes to pekuach nefesh, saving a yid's life, even for chaye shah, the halach is we do whatever it is that we need to do. Yibum is another classic example. What's Yibum? Two brothers were married. Two brothers. One of them was married. He dies, left over no children. So the halach is the live brother has an obligation now to be miyabim, his sister-in-law. She's an eshesach. It's an erva. It's a chayvei krisos. You're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. However, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. There were karbonis that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The karbonis that were brought involved a lot of chil Shabbos. They did shchita, they did haktara on the mizbeach. These were many, many malachas. However, it says in the Torah, the karbonis were brought even on Shabbos. The point is, even though we have shesa lavin, we have 365 yisurim in the Torah, there are many hechitimtzes, very, very possible, where a person will be allowed to do something that the Torah said you're not allowed to do. Here's the question. Whenever you're allowed to do something that really is usher to do, is that hutra? Or is that duchuya? What does that mean? Hutra and duchuya. Is the geder that the Torah said that this is asr? However, the Torah limited, the Torah was mitzamtzem the isr. The Torah said under certain circumstances, it's actually not going to be asr. So ordinarily, a person is not allowed to marry an eish esach. However, b'makom yibum, there is no isr eish esach. It's a tzimtzum in the isr. Of course the Torah said, you're not allowed to do this. However, under certain circumstances, that Isser doesn't apply. Hutra, meaning where you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it because it's mutter. This is not kosher? No. Now, in this setting, it's perfectly kosher. Or is it dechuya? Dechuya means that when the Torah said, this is Asser, it's always Asser. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. And you can come up with a whole bunch of different academic ways where this should be mutter. It doesn't change the metzius that what you're doing is aser. Narvas, hagam, this thing is a cheftz of iser. Under these circumstances, it's mutter in the sense that I'm allowed to do this davar aser. Meaning an eish esach is an eish esach. She's a nerva. Nervous, ordinarily, it would be a problem. Over here, we have something being doicha. We have something saying that even though this is an erva of eish esach, and ordinarily, you're not allowed to marry an erva, but under these circumstances, it's going to be okay. Meaning, when an eish esach, just to pick that example, falls to Yibum, is the pshat, she's not an erva, or she is an erva. But although she's an erva, the mitzvah of Yibum takes precedence over the erva and says it's going to be okay. Is it hutra or is it tchuya? Is there no mitzvah of iser b'mokim under the circumstances where you're allowed to now do this? Or about it is a mitzvah of iser? Hagam is a mitzvah of iser. Still it's something that you're allowed to do. Is it hutra? It's mutter legamre under these circumstances? This eish esach that ordinarily would be treated as an erva under these circumstances is treated like a regular non-married woman who you have absolutely no relationship to? Or no, she's an erva, she's an erva. There's no question about it. The mitzvah of iser is here. Narvas, we have to do a cost-benefit analysis. And the Torah said that even though ordinarily there's a cost here, there's an invoice, we would never be willing to pay. But with the benefit of Yibum, Yavama Yavah Yalev, so it's going to be okay. Meaning it's going to be Hutra. So what's the... So anytime you have a situation, is it Hutra or is it Tchuya? So the truth is, sometimes it's Hutra, sometimes it's Tchuya, and sometimes it's a lot of raid in terms of trying to figure out whether it's Hutra or it's Tchuya. Just to bring out the point. As it relates to Yibum that we just mentioned, here the Pashtus is a Tzotra. It's Tzotra, meaning it's not Pshat. And when the Yavam marries this Eish Esach, so really he's living with an Erva. He's living with a woman that the Torah said you shouldn't marry. And if you marry her, you're going to be Chayav Karz. Narvas! There's a mitzvah called Yibum. The Iser Eish Esach was given, but it was given with a limitation. The limitation was that it's going to be Aser as long as it doesn't overlap with a Yibum. To the extent that it overlaps with a Yibum, Bekai Gavna, it's going to be Aser. That's a classic example of a Hutra. What's a classic example of Dechuya? Asei Deichaloi Saseh. So if you have a Beged, the Beged is Shatnez, but the Beged also has Sitzes on it, Savad you're allowed to put it. But Asei is Deichaloi Saseh. Right? Kishmoy Kachi. Asei Deicha. Doicha, Milosh, and Tchuya. And then there are times where it's a big Shaila. For example, Mila B'Shabbos. Tais is the beginning of Perek Reb Eliezer de Mila. We spoke about it a little bit when we learned Perek Reb Eliezer de Mila. When Mila's Doicha Shabbos, is it being Doicha Shabbos? Pshat is there's an Isser Shabbos at that bris, Chil Shabbos is happening. Narvas, the mitzvah of Mila is so gevaldig, gedoyle Mila, right? Ki gdalto al kol shimcha im rasecha, the kliyakar and oilas of frayim, right? Mila is such a big deal that it can overcome even Chil Shabbos. Or no, in this circumstance, it's not. Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Also a very big shiloh, the Bir HaGra, in the end of Hilchas Mila talks about this. The Karbonis on Shabbos, were they hutra or they were tchui? But the point is that every single time you find yourself in a situation where you're allowed to do an Isser in the Torah, you have to ask yourself, is this Hutra or is this Tchuya? Say the Achroinen, the Marsham, and the Chem de Shloima. Taisa asked the Kasha that you should say Hoyol. That anytime a person Bechal Shabbos, why don't we say Hoyol? The royal chaylish yesh by sakana. So it comes out that what you did wasn't wrong because you never know. Maybe the son of the Nabi, a chaylish yesh by sakana. So said the Achroinen, a beautiful Svara. You know when you say Hoyol? You say hoyol when something can happen that it's going to come out that what you did was mutter to do. That what you did was hutra. But if the hoyol is that maybe something's going to happen, so it's going to be an esbarer that what you did was wrong, but there was a tchuya. The circumstances allowed you to do it. Hakam, it was really also that you did. Maybe over there you don't say hoyol. To cook on yontif is not the tchuya, it's hutra. Right, if I ask you, cooking on Yontif, it's Dechuya? Really, all Lametes Melachas are Asr on Yontif, just like they're Asr on Shabbos. Narvas, Yontif is Doicha Melachas Oichel Nefesh. That's Amiratzis. Of course, that's not what it is. The Alochtes, Torah says, Achashay Yosel Lechol Nefesh, Hulavadai, right? Anything that's Negei Melachas Oichel Nefesh, that's something that you're allowed to do on Yontif. It's not Dechuya, it's Hutra. So there we say, Esfar of Hoyle. You're being Oifam Yontif Lechol. Really, that's not something you should be able to do. Now, Hoyle, you never know, Archim are going to show up. And if Archim show up, it's going to
come out that you cooked for Eichel Nefesh. What you did was Mutal Gamri. It was Mahajim and Amahajim Ben Ben Aishel Mahai. It was perfect. Oh, that's a svara when you're going to say Hoyle. But you want to tell me that you went ahead, you did a Malacha. Hoyle, you never know. Maybe there's going to be Pekuach Nefesh. Said the Varshavar Rav. And said the Marsham. Oh, that's different. Because Pekuach Nefesh, it's true. Pekuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. But Pekuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. It's the Chuya, it's not Utra. And when a person's Mechal Shabbos for a Chalish Yesh Vay Sakana, it's still a Maisa Chil Shabbos. It's just okay. In this case, we allow it. We're going to look away. This is not just we're going to look away. It's the right thing to do. But you did a Maisa Chil Shabbos. On that, you don't say Hoyel. Hoyel is where it could be that it's going to turn out that what I did was Mutter, was Hutra. But if it only could be that what I did was dechuya, meaning mamon of shach, what I did is going to go down as an issa Shabbos. Now, it could be something's going to happen that would push it away. Well, guess what? It didn't happen yet. So if that didn't happen yet, so I don't have the basis for the dechuya. It's a geschmack as far as something that requires a little bit of eon. But either way, said the Marsham and said the Chem de Shloime, could be there's a chiluk between Hutra and Tchuya. Where it's Hutra, that's when you say Hoyel. But when it's Tchuya, over there, you don't say Hoyel. But the truth is, for us to digress from our digression a little bit, this Hanocha that the Achreinim Nem done, that Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Tchuya, it's not Hutra, is really not very possible. And three Marmakonis on this topic. The first is the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam talks about this idea that even though you have to be very careful not to be Mechal Shabbos, but when it comes to Sakonis Nefashis, you do what you have to do. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. Perek Beis Halach Aleph Hilchos Shabbos. Dechuya hi Shabbos, Eitzel Sakonis Nefashis, Gishar Kol HaMitzvahs. Dechuya, I mean, couldn't be more clear. Dechuya hi Shabbos, Eitzel Sakonis Nefashis, Gishar Kol HaMitzvahs. Levich HaChaydash Yesh Beis Sakona, Eitzel Likol Tzrocha B'Shabbos. You do whatever it is you have to do. But the point is, Dechuya hi Shabbos. Shabbos is not Hutra. Shabbos is Dechuya, says the Kesef Mishnah. They had the Rambam know that Shabbos is Dechuya and Shabbos is not Hutra. And by the way, just to stop for a second, we should have spoken this out initially. What's the difference if it's Hutra or Dechuya, right? What is the difference? And Lamdis, there's a lot of differences. But practically speaking, as it relates to Pekuach Nefesh, which is going to be the topic of the rest of the Radbai, so as it relates to Pekuach Nefesh, it's very, very simple. If there's a Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana, and you're going to be Mechal Shabbos for him now. If the way we look at it is that B'makim Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana, there's no Chil Shabbos, the Torah said, keep Shabbos for Shomru B'nai Yisrael for Shabbos, but not in the presence of Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana. That means as far as we're concerned, it's Tuesday today. Now, if it was Tuesday, you can pick up your phone, you can hang up the phone, you don't have to ask someone to do it, you don't need an Amir La'akum, you don't have to tell a katan, you do whatever it is you need to do. Everything is going to be okay. If, however, really, it's Shabbos, even in the presence of Pekuach Nefesh, it's just that Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha. This is more chashiv in terms of weighing the two on the maznayim. So this is the one that's going to weigh down the other tzad. So at the end of the day, it's Shabbos. You have to be sensitive to Shabbos. So maybe there's an idea that l'katchilo do it al yidei enakum. And if there's ways to limit the amount of chil Shabbos that you're going to do, then that's what you should do. And that's why the achrenim discussed this shaila very much in a practical sense, in real tshuvas that were written by G'dayli Yisrael. Right, that tshuva in the Marsham, it's in a tshuva. Why was he talking? He wasn't just coming to answer a Tosfos Kasha. These were very practical shailas. Whenever it comes to Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana, this is just an example. Is it a Hutra? Is it a Dechuya? If it's a Hutra, it's Tuesday. You do whatever in the world you want. If it's Dechuya, that means really it's a Chil Shabbos over here. If it's a Chil Shabbos, then without a question, you have to be sent. But the Rambam says clearly, Dechuya hi Shabbos, Eitzel Tzakonis Nefashis. That Shabbos is not Hutra, Shabbos is Dechuya. Says the Kesef Mishnah. I think the reason the Rambam said that Pekuach Nefesh is Dechuya, as opposed to what? As opposed to Hutra, is because it's the Rambam L'shitasa. What's the other Rambam? So this is a sugi that's coming up in Masechtas Pesachim, and that is a halacha of Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, or Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. The halacha is that if a kohen is Tameh, he's not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael Tameh, then the halacha is, for a carbon tzibur, you could do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, even if you're Tameh. Tumah, when Rav of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, so then the halachas you have no problem. And there was a major machloikis amongst the Tanoim. Is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, or is Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur? Is the pshat that when Rav of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, the reason you could do the avoid of a carbon tzibur is because there's no Isser Tumah in such an instance? The Isser Tumah was only said, or is Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur? If other there's an Isser Tumah. But the avoida of karbonai sibur is going to be the chalamai nafkamina. Do you have to try to find a kayin maybe that's not tameh? it works. If a tumba is t'chuyah b'tzibur, it only works with the tzitz. Right? The Gemara talks about different nafkaminas in different places, coming up later in the Masechta. But it's a major shaila. Tumba hutru b'tzibur, tumba t'chuyah b'tzibur. So said Maron HaKasef Mishnah, the Rishon Yosef, he said that the Rambam's shita is tumba t'chuyah b'tzibur. That's how the Rambam passes in his Yad Chazaka. See, it makes a very interesting tzushta. That being that the Rambam said with regards to tumba, tumba t'chuyah b'tzibur, so the Rambam was shita, so he said when it comes to pekuach nefesh, there too the halach is t'chuyah hishabas etzel sakonas nefashas. It's out the Rambam Shitasai, who by Tumah said Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, says so too when it comes to Shabbos, Tchuyah Shabbos Eitzel Sakonas Nefashos. Achroinim Mutcho, Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, Ma Inyan Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, Le Tchuyah Shabbos Eitzel Sakonas Nefashos. And this is something that the Achroinim talk about. But at the end of the day, whatever the Pshat is, this is what the Beis Yosef said. Beis Yosef said that the Pshan in the Rambam is because the Rambam holds the Chuyi Shabbos Eitzel Tzakonos Nefashos. Okay, so based on that, say the Achroinim, says the Marsham, it's Yedua that the Rambam's Shita of Tumat Chuyi B'tzibur is a very controversial Shita. In fact, a lot of the Rishonim argue with the Rambam. And they held, Tum is not Chuyi B'tzibur, Tum is Hutcher B'tzibur. So if that's true, using the methodology of the Beis Yosef, that the Sugi of Tumah, that's Hutra B'tzibur, Tchuyah B'tzibur, is Tali, in Tchuyah Hishabbos, Eitzel Tzakonos Nefashos. So the Rambam, which he taught that you pass in Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, he said Tchuyah Hishabbos, Eitzel Tzakonos Nefashos. But what about the Bali Toysfus and others that argued with the Rambam? And they held that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So what's the halacha going to be as it relates to Shabbos and Tzakonos Nefashos? It's also going to be Hutra. Because just like the Rambam, which he taught that who passed in Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, said Marana B'is Yosef, Tchuyah Hishabbos, Eitzel Tzakonos Nefashos. So if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, it's going to be Hutra. So again, the Achrayim want to say a teretz that you want to know why there's no hoyol. I chayil sheish by sakana. Oh, because chayil sheish by sakana is tchuya. Yeah, it's true. The Rambam says it. It's true. The Rambam says it. But this is all the Rambam l'shitasay v'chayra that the Rambam holds tumah tchuya b'tzibur. So l'shitasay tchuya shabbos eitzel sakana nefashos. But what about according to all the rishonim that argue with the Rambam? They hold tumah hutra b'tzibur. According to the Beis Yosef, pekuach nefesh is also going to be hutra. It's going to be hutra. So obviously the teretz is not a teretz. That's the first marimachim. The second marimachim is the rush. In the end of Masechtas Yuma, brings a fascinating shaila that the Rishonim grappled with. And that is, we know the halach is, if there's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, machila noisa yakal hakal. So what's the halach? You do whatever you have to do for him. You have to save his life. Machila noisa yakal hakal, you give him anything that he needs in order to live. If he needs nevela, give him chazer, you give him basa v'chol, whatever it is you need. This is the question. What would be if you have a chayla sheyesh by sakana and he needs meat? It's Shabbos. There's two options. You have basa nevela, you can give him the nevela, or you can shecht an animal and give him kosher meat. What's the hakal hakal? What's the lesser of the two evils? What's the lesser aveira? Nevela or chil Shabbos du shchita? So, I think if you ask a lot of people, they would say for sure nevela. Nevela is a lois say. It's a regular life. Shabbos is shakul connected all the mitzvahs. Shabbos is a question of skila. Aseh is doicha, the lav of nevela. But aseh is not doicha, the lav of Shabbos. So you would think, based on that, nevela should be the hakal hakal. Stating that, the Rosh brings from Rishonim that argue that maybe not that way. Why not? They said that maybe there's a difference. The difference is that nevela, you chayev, you over a lav every kizayis of nevela that you eat. As opposed to Shabbos, even though qualitatively, it's a very big isser, but it's only one shot. I mean that it's only one isser, even though it's a bigger isser, maybe it's better to do the one bigger isser than to do a lot of the smaller issers. Rabbi Yosef Engel, we've mentioned this many times, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a famous arichos where he talks about quantity versus quality in halacha. This is one of his marmakoinas. Because if you're going to go basa quantity, all the kezesim of nevela is going to be another isser. If you're going to go basa quality, chil Shabbos qualitatively is one isser, but it's a bigger isser. Less quantity, more quality. Either way, that's the shot. So the Maram in Rutenberg, in that discussion, said as follows. He said, you want to know what I think you're supposed to do? You should be Mechal Shabbos. Don't give him nevela. What you should do is you should be Mechal Shabbos. Why Chil Shabbos? So the Maram in Rutenberg, because Chil Shabbos is Hutra. Chol Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh by sakana kechol shavua, says the Maram Rutenberg. It's not Shabbos. It's Tuesday. And if it's not Shabbos, avadli, go shecht away. If that's the case, it's not going to be a problem. So he says to the Maram Rutenberg that Chol Shabbos is going to be Hutra. So again, we have another Rishon. We have the Rishonim that old Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. And now we have a Mefurish of Maram Rutenberg that said Hutra B'tzibur. But the truth is, the Maram Rutenberg is Sarach Bir. Why? Because the Maram Rutenberg is saying that shecht the animal. Why shecht?
Because Shabbos? It's not Shabbos, it's really Tuesday. And what about the Nevela? It's the same Chayla Sheyesh by Zakana. You don't want to give him the Nevela? Mamanashach, if Shabbos is not Shabbos, then the Nevela is Nish Nevela. Shabbos is Tuesday. Why? Because it's the Chayla Sheyesh by Zakana. So then the Nevela should be Shchuta. That's a Batatz Hashkocha. Why? What do you mean? Because he's a Chayla Sheyesh by Zakana. So the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva. The Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva. And this is in Yerudea Simon Shin Lamed Ches. And you know what the Shoyal was? It was the Zolk of Irav, Tzvi Hershchayas. And in that tshuva, it's not the tshuva from yesterday, in that tshuva, in Shin Lamed Ches, he discussed this shayla. And he said that you see from the Meram in Rotenberg that the Meram in Rotenberg held a beautiful lumdis. He held that as it relates to Shabbos, over there, Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra. But as it relates to Shari Surim, over there, Pekuach Nefesh is Tchuya. So that's why he said, better be Mechal Shabbos than give him Nevela. Because Chil Shabbos and it's Shabbos. But Nevela, the Nevela is for Tashtik Nevela. And if that's the case, you can't give him Nevela. So said the what's the pshat? What's the difference? So he said, Gevaldik, why are you allowed to be over any Aveira in the Torah for Pekuach Nefesh? The reason is because it says in the Torah, V'chai Behem. And we learn from there, V'chai Behem V'loi Sheyamos Behem. The truth is, that line, V'chai Behem V'loi Sheyamos Behem, is an excerpt of a larger sugi, Masechtis Yuma Daf Pehe. If you go through the Gemara over there, the Gemara brings different Makairis, how you know that you're allowed to do Aveiris for a Chilosh Yesh by Sakon. Rab Shim Ben Manasseh Oimer. Shem Ben Asi is one of the Tanam. He said as follows: the Shamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Amr Torah Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbos as Harbe. Better be Mechal one Shabbos. It's like this: this Yid will be able to be Mekai many Shabbos. You want to know if you be Mechal Shabbos for the Yid? If you save the Yid's life, he'll be able to keep Shabbos for the rest of his life. So be Mechal this Shabbos. So like this, he'll be able to keep all the other Shabbos. Said the Hilig Chassam Sofer that Yesh Loimah the Meram in Rutenberg held V'Chay Behem V'Loi Sheyamos Behem is Dechuya. It doesn't mean that the Nevela suddenly became Shchuta. What it means is it's a Shtik Nevela, but V'chay Behem, V'loi Sheyamos Behem. Torah was given to live with, eat the Nevela. It comes with an invoice, as all you do. V'chay Behem, V'loi Sheyamos Behem. Oh, but it's a Don Nachad Rosha. V'shamru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. Chalal Olav, one Shabbos. K'dei Sheyishmar Shabbos as Harbe. That Rosha is unique to Shabbos. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, and that Joshua said the Chassam Sofer for the Meram Rotenberg held is not Chuyo, it's Hutra. So the Meram Rotenberg held Shabbos for a Chaylo Sheyesh Bei Zakon is Hutra. Other Yisurim for a Chaylo Sheyesh Bei Zakon is really the Chuyo. What's the difference between Shabbos and other Yisurim? Shari Yisurim is the general umbrella halacha v'chai behem shalei sheyamos behem. V'chai behem is really the chuyo. As it relates to Shabbos, it's a special drasha. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. Chal lol of Shabbos achs, k'dei sheyish me-Shabbos ha-Zarbe. That already is hutra, and that's why Mrat Murtberg said, you have a question what to do for the chuyo sheyish by sakana. I'll give you the answer. The answer is, it's better go be mechal Shabbos than give him the veil. You know why? V'al Shabbos b'mokim sheyish chuyo sheyish by sakana is hutra. It's not Shabbos, so you're not doing anything. Not even b'diavad. There's no Chil Shabbos taking place. As opposed to Nevela at the end of the day, and Nevela is a Nevela. Because Nevela has to come out to the Chaybem. As opposed to Shabbos has a special drasha of Yishamru Nei Soz HaShabbos. But the bottom line is we have another Rishon, the Meram in Rutenberg, Mefurish, where the Meram in Rutenberg said that when it comes to Shabbos and Bekoach Nefesh, which is Tosis discussion on the bottom of Psochim and Vavav Mevesh, that when it comes to Shabbos and Sakonis Nefashis, it's not the Chuya, but rather it's Hutcha. The third Maramachim is a Charifos from the Rogach of a Goyim. There's a Mechilta in Parshas Kisisa. The Pasuk says, Mechalolea Moisumas. A Yid has to keep Shabbos. Said the Rogach, said the Mechilta, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Oimer, Harei HaKoyim Sheikifu as Eretz Yisrael. What would be if the Goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael? The Chilulu Yisrael as a Shabbos. And the Yidin, they had to be Mechal Shabbos. It was Sakonas Nefashis. How do you know Shlayil Yisrael Oimrim, that the Yidin shouldn't say, Hoyil the Chilalnu Miktsasa, being that we were just Mechal part of Shabbos, Mechal Olaskula. Let's be Mechal the rest of Shabbos. You hear the Havamina? Mechilta has a Havamina that if the Yidin were forced to be Mechal part of Shabbos, maybe they should be Mechal the rest of the Shabbos. Hoyil the Chilalnu Miktsasa, Mechal Olaskula, Talmud Loimim, Mechalel Moisumas, Afilu Keherithayim, Mechalel Moisumas. Even 1 second of Shabbos you have to keep. No such thing that because you were Mechal part of a Shabbos, go be Mechal the rest of the Shabbos. Said the Rogachava, this Mechilta is a Medrash Pliya. What would be the Hamamina because you were Mechal an hour of Shabbos, so now you should be Mechal the rest of the Shabbos? Said the Rogachava Gevald. You know what this Mechilta is saying? What the Mechilta is saying is that Shabbos B'mokim Sakona is Hutra. It's not Shabbos. So you know what just happened? The Yidin had to be Mechal Shabbos because Hikifu Akov. There was a situation of Pekuach Nefashis. If it was Pekuach Nefashis, that means when they would be Mechal Shabbos, it wasn't Shabbos. That means half of the day, 3 hours of the day was
Tuesday. So Cholka Daita Chamina says it's Shabbos. If it's not Shabbos, if 3 hours weren't Shabbos, then today's not Shabbos. So if today's not Shabbos, maybe Azazor Tog, where part of your day wasn't Shabbos, maybe not Mechuyev to keep. Kamash Mala, Mechalel Maisumas, Afilu Keherifayan, Mechalel Maisumas. But said the Rogachov, if the Mechilta held that Shabbos is Tchuyah, that means the whole day was Shabbos. Punt, I had a Tchuyah, I had a right to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos. Because you had a right to be Mechal Shabbos for this, that means you should be Mechal Shabbos for that. When you did it, you would be Mechal Shabbos. Teretz is the Mechilta held it was Hutchra. And if it was Hutchra, part of the day wasn't Shabbos. And if part of the day wasn't Shabbos, some comes out, oh, maybe a day where part of the day is not Shabbos. Hasted Shabbos. That's the Chiddush. Kamash Malon. That really is Shabbos. Either way, three Mar Mekoymus, where it seems very, very clear that this idea of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, not being the Chuya, but being Chutzah again. Toisa asked the Kash, according to Rabbi, there's a Svar of Hoyle. Some came, but Talto, Umalecha Shabbos. Why do you always say Hoyle? You never know. There might be a Chuy Vashiach by Sakana. So the Varshiver of the Chem de Shloima and the Marsham, they both said, beautiful, Goinisha Terutzim, that maybe the only time you say Hoyle is where it's a Hoyle for a Hutra, as opposed to a Chuya. Cooking on Yontif, Letzor Chaychal Nefesh is Hutra. Chuy Vashiach by Sakana? That's the Chuya. Not so posh. It's true. The Rambam says it. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis in Hilcha Shabbos. The Chuya he Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis the Poshes. It couldn't be more clear in the Rambam. But at the same time, we have all the Rishonim that hold Tuma Hutra B'tzibur based on the methodology of the Beis Yosef. It comes that they would hold that really Sakonis the Poshes the Gabi Shabbos is Hutra. We have the Maram in Rotenberg who said it Mefurish couldn't be more clear with the Hezbro the Chsam Sofer. And the Rogachov who said that it's Mefurish he thinks in a Mechilta. Where that was the Pshan of the Mechilta was a Havamina that if you had to be Mechal Shabbos for a Chodesh Yesh Sakana, without a special pasuk, you would think that maybe this Shabbos is not something that you have to keep. Just to end with a little bit of an anecdote, and that is, we mentioned the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer discussed this Maram in Rotenberg. What's the difference between shechting an animal for a Chayla Sheyech by Sakana versus giving Nevela to a Chayla Sheyech by Sakana? Maram Rotenberg said, as it relates to shechting the animal, Chil Shabbos for a Chayla Sheyech by Sakana is Hutra. It's not Shabbos in this setting. As opposed to nevela, even though you're allowed to give it to a chayla sheyech by sakana, about nevela is a nevela. So this tshuva is in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's in Yoredeya. It's in Siman Shin Lamed Ches. And as we mentioned, it's one of the many tshuvas in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer that he wrote to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, the Maratzchios. But the truth is, if you know the rest of the story, this tshuva in Tshuvas Shin Lamed Ches is part of a longer thread of correspondence that took place between Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes and between the Chassam Sofer. And really, it began with a kuntres that Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes wrote. The name of the kuntres is called Darkei Ha'ira. It's printed in the Kol Sifrei Maaretz Chios. It's in Chelek Aleph. If you have it, it's... And in the end of the kuntres, Darkei Ha'ira, the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes wrote something that he sent to the Chassam Sofer, and he wanted to hear what the Chassam Sofer had to say on this topic. The Shaila, very much Bekitzer was, is a Koyen, that's a doctor, allowed to deal with someone that's a Goyses. End of life care. He's a Koyen, he's not allowed to be Metama to a mace. So maybe he's not allowed to be around someone that's dying. But then again, if the person's a Goyses, so in that context, if being that he's not dead, right now he's alive, so there's a question of maybe saving his life, being that he's a roife, so there's a question maybe of pekuach nefesh, so if there's a question of maybe pekuach nefesh, so maybe this is something that he'd be allowed to do. And then the question was that at the end of the day, do you really need a kayin? Maybe just find someone that's not a kayin. It's like this, you're not going to have a shayla. Either way, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes wrote a whole kuntres on this. And the kuntres was called Darkei Ha'ira, and in this kuntres, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes came out that it's okay. That's the long and short of it. He basically said it was okay. What was the lundis? Why did he say it's okay? So part of it was based on the fact that he said that pekuach nefesh is hutra. It's not dechuya. So he said, if it's dechuya, so then there'd be an idea of why you're using a kayin. Find better Yisrael. Why are you finding someone that has the issa to be metame to a mace? But being that it's not dechuya, rather it's hutra, so it's mutter. So to the extent that I'm operating within a realm of pekuach nefesh, so the fact that I'm a Kayin is neither here nor there, because there's no Isser in such a context. If there's an Isser, so just like if it's a question of doing it yourself or having an Eidi Yehudi do it, so maybe go do an Amir al-Akum. But over here, it's Hutra, said Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes. So if it's Hutra, so what's the problem? And then he threw in something else. And then he said, besides, Kayhanim nowadays, is that really such an issue? The Kayhanim nowadays are Tommy anyways. So be that they're anyways Tommy, so maybe there's no Isser for them to go ahead and be Metama. Either way, the Chassam Sofer got this Kuntres, and he got this long brief from the Rav Tzvi Eschayes, and he wrote back fire and brimstone. And this is Yerideya Simen Shin Lamed Ches. This is the rest of the story. By the way, we've mentioned this about 10 times in the daf. This is where the Chassam Sofer writes in his tshuva that he remembers he was a little boy, he was traveling with his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, and they came to Prague. And Rav Nosson Adler said, we have to go visit the Noid of Yehuda. So the Chassam Sofer, as a little boy, met Rabbi Cheskel Landau. He met the Noid of Yehuda, and he said he went to visit the Noid of Yehuda, and they started talking and learning, and they were discussing this Shaila. It's a Raivin in Hilchas and Ziris. The fact that okay, Hanam Atami, anyways, Bizman has said, so maybe there's no issue for them to be Matama. And the Noid of Yehuda held that, yeah, there's a stark and mockum to be Mekel, Bizman has said. And Rav Nosson Adler said no. And he said they were talking and learning, and then Rav Nosson Adler left, but the correspondence continued. And just like we had in today's daf, where one of the Amiram was the one that went between, he was the Moilach and the Mevi between Rabbah and Rav Chizda. So the Chassam Sofer said, I was a little boy, but I was the Shikingel. I was going back and forth between Rav Nosson Adler and the Noid of Yehuda discussing this Shaila. And he says, the Noid of Yehuda eventually was Chayzer, and then he said he saw in the Dagram of Vava that he Takan wrote that he was Chayzer, and he knows why he was Chayzer. He was Chayzer because of his correspondence. It was because of his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. But why was he writing this in the tshuva? Because this was the tshuva that he wrote to Rav Tzvi Eschayes, who wanted to be Mekel with Kehanim Bizman Hazeh to deal with the Geuses based on this Ravid, because maybe Kehanim are anyways Tomei. So if anyways Tomei, so what's the problem? They're going to be more Tomei? They're anyways Tomei. So anyways, it was in that context that he told him this story. This is all in the same tshuva. I mean, you want to see a classic tshuva? Yeridea Simen Shin Lamed Ches. Mamish, this is hafachba vafachba the kulava. But either way, and that tshuva, so another thing the Chassam Sofer told Rav Tzvi Eschayes was, oh, and besides, you said that it's hutra anyways, so why do you, what's the problem? Use a kohen. It's anyways, no, there's a Meram in Rutenberg. He says, the only time you find hutra is by Shabbos. Shabbos, v'shamru b'nei yisrael sa Shabbos. Oh, but v'chayim ben v'lo yishiyamus ben, that zichat tchuy, it's not hutra. This is the richness that comes out when you know a little bit about what's going on. But I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. And for this, you have to do a little bit of investigative journalism. And that is, Rav Tzvi Eschayes responded to the Chassam Sofer. He wrote back to him. It's printed in the back of this Sefer Darkei Hayirah. So there's a bunch of simonim that goes through this whole exchange. And he writes back to him. He even writes, does the Rav Tzvi Eschayes, that the Chassam Sofer responded to my original brief. He said, but I'm not going to print it, because if you want, you probably have a Tshuva Chassam Sofer anyways. Everybody has a Tshuva Chassam Sofer. So he says, you can look it up over there, Kfar Nitfas. But my response wasn't printed. So my response, I'm going to tell you. And he wrote back to the Chassam Sofer, and he wrote back very, very stark. It was very animated, this exchange. Leave it at that. But either way, so he wrote back to him very, very stark. However, I'll tell you the rest of the story. The Chassam Sofer responded to Rav Tzvi Hershchayes' response. And that's also now printed in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, although, if you have the Mechon Hamar version of the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, it's printed in the back of Eir Chayim as a Hoysofa to Simen Ayin Tes. And that's his response. It's also printed in the Dark Era. Rav Tzvi Eschayes brings it 100%. But here's the background. One punchline, and then we're going to pick up this Mitzvah Hashem on another day, because there's so much here. The Chassam Sofer told Rav Tzvi Eschayes that even if you're right, you're wrong. And he said the reason is because Chodesh Asim and Atayra. And because Chodesh is Asim and Atayra, we can't go ahead and say Kulas like this. We have no right. Meaning the Kula that he wanted to say, he felt was Chodesh, and he told him Chodesh Asim and Atayra. In Rav Tzvi Eschayes' letter back, in his response, so he told him as follows, listen to the last line. He said that, I don't know what you want from me in terms of this whole discussion. Again, it's a very detailed discussion. He said, he was very taken aback at what he told him. He was taken aback that he told him Chodesh Asim and Atayra, and he defended his position. He said, I think I'm right. And he went on and he told him why he thinks he's right. So the Chassam Sofer in his rebuttal, again, this is Chassam Sofer, Rav Tzvi Eschayes wrote the Dark Yoyra, Chassam Sofer wrote Yerudei Simen Shin Lamed Ches. Rav Tzvi Eschayes responded and he was a shtickle. I don't understand. What did I do? Why is this a Chodesh Asim and Atayra? I think I'm right. Vasa B'chshon Gatan. And then the Chassam Sofer responds that you have to, you know, investigate a little bit to find the response. But this is what he says. He said, I received your letter, your response, as the sun was setting, Erev Shabbos. He said, but I even though it was almost Shabbos, I had no choice. I had to sit down and ashiv miyadi lehoitzi milibar atar. I'm not sure, because I felt I had to respond to you right away. This is an epic tshuva, but just the beginning, and we'll just leave the rest hanging. And that is, he says, you know, yeah, you took umbrage to the fact that I said Chodesh Asim in Atayra, right? You're like taken aback. What's Chodesh Asim in Atayra? He says, hine, you should have been medayik what I said. You did nafshi, he calls him. You did nafshi. Harav agoyin agadol ha-mufursam ha-muflig Rav Tzvi Hershchayes. He said, you did nafshi. You should have been medayik. He said, I didn't say it's arlo. That's awesome in Atayra. I didn't say it's kalayim. He said, I didn't say it's pigul lo yeiratza.
What I said was it's chadosh hasam in Torah. He said, I never said you're wrong. You're right. So zayn gezunt, you're right. I'm happy to lose this argument. But what I said was it's chadosh. And it's something that that I wasn't mekabel from my rabbeim, and my rabbeim weren't mekabel from their rabbeim, and there's no mesayra on it. And because there's no mesayra, it's chadosh, and chadosh is awesome in Atayra. Rav Tzvi Yeshchai's story was telling him, it's awesome, this is like treif, it's machalas asuris. He said, if I wanted to say it's chazat treif, you know what I would have said? It's pigul lo yirotza. No, it's merutza by the Eivishta. Could be the Eivishta has nachas ruach from this pilpul. Aber lemay cigarette, chadosh is awesome in Atayra. And his point was, is because this is a davar chadosh, it's something new. And to start exposing the world to new things and to new kulos, that's very, very dangerous. You're going down a very, very, very slippery slope. And that's not something I'm comfortable with. Then he said, but frat now, he says, we were dealing with the haskalah. And he says, today people are taking things that if it's not mefurish in the Torah, all of a sudden they're starting to be makel. When was it more critical to be sensitive to this theme of Chadash Asim and Atayra? By the way, you know, Chadash Asim and Atayra feels like a major chumrah. Truth is, Chassam Soif in a bunch of places used and invoked this principle for kulas as well. Right, when Chassam Soif didn't like, you know, he famously wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis about Miron and everything that went on Lag BaOmer. Right, Chassam Soif wasn't a big fan. And Chassam Soif wrote Chadash Asim and Atayra. It was never a yontif Lag BaOmer. He said it's Chadash Asim and Atayra. When the Noid Behuda came out with his new shir of Kizaisin, right, the Chazanish Shiurim is based on the Noid Behuda. When he came out with all the big graces Shiurim, right, all our matzes that we eat based on Noid Behuda Shiur, he said Chadash Asim and Atayra. Never heard of such a shir. It's Chadash Asim and Atayra. Right, he didn't only say it le chumri, he said it le kul as well. He said it both ways. But the Chassam Soifer felt very strong. He was very passionate, befrad in that thought. If you look at Rav Tzvi Yeshchai's response to this last letter, he got into the whole philosophical and really above my pay grade part of this, and that is, how do you view that door? This was a door that was slipping. And the question was, Chadash Asim and Atayra, we're not going to budge. We're going to stick to the way we always had it. Or are you maybe supposed to take a different approach? And in general, this whole idea of hiding a kula, right, which is essentially what the Chassam Soifer was saying. He says, could be you're right. Now you say it's pig or you're not, sir. Could be you're 100% right. But it's Chadash, and I don't want to expose people to Chadash. And the Zolkavirov said, mechatesi. You know, at the end of the day, what, I'm not allowed to say a kula? My kula is going to be machshel somebody else? What, am I achroy for what's going to come out from him? I got to do what I have to do, and what's up with Chmaira? Why do I have to be so sensitive to what's going to happen? So it went from being a halachic shayla about a kayin and Tumas Kehana Bizman Azeh into this real esoteric and fascinating philosophical question. Yeah, just a little bit of a rest of the story. Again, you can go through a sugya, and you go through the shayla, and the kash, and the teretz. It's always gishmak. But then when you know the rest of the story, it adds a certain layer of richness, especially in this case, where you can appreciate what was going on in the world and what the Chassam Soifer and the Maariv Tzchias, what they were all fighting and they were trying to figure out what's the right way to balance this. And like what do you do with these types of kulas and like how are you supposed to treat this dar? It was very, very tricky. And you see a glimpse of that in this fascinating exchange between these two gedolim.